Just two things before we draw to a close tonight. One is that if you missed out on a sausage sizzle, you can do so. You can head out into the cafe area afterwards, and we have some available there for you. But the other thing I want to say, and look, there are dozens of people who have worked behind the scenes and up front to bring together tonight. Can we? I don't want to miss anybody's name, so I just want to say thank you to everybody. You are known, and we just want to say thanks, everybody. It's been an absolutely sensational night, and we've greatly appreciated it. This is the second week, or second Sunday of Advent, and I'm just going to ask our two young people who are going to come up and light our Advent candle for tonight. So here they come. Let's welcome them to the platform. Now, if this thing is out of gas, there are matches, all right? Give it your best shot. Well done. Do your parents let you play with matches? You hold the candle. I'll light the match. We had it lit for about 10 seconds. So that, thank you. I think actually we have a bit of trouble with the wind. What a great night it has been. And the story that we've heard, we listen to it and we think, yeah, it's a great story. And, you know, there's some lots of meaning to it. And obviously it points us to God and the fact that he answers prayer. But we think to ourselves, really, does lighting a candle, as if that could bring about a miracle? And yet, in this cynical age that we live in, it's amazing the miracles that do happen. Back in 1989, just before Christmas, in Romania was still, although communism was falling around the world, Romania was still under the heavy boot of communism. And a pastor by the name of Laszlo Tokes, his preaching had become quite courageous, and he'd drawn the attention of the communist officials. And so on one occasion, they sent a group of policemen to surround his house to intimidate him. They stood there with submachine guns cradled in their arms. On another occasion, they hired some thugs to beat him up. But still he persisted and still he preached. Until one day, a few days before Christmas, they sent the police to come and arrest him and take him away. The police arrived at his home and they were shocked to see hundreds of people from all the churches in the city of Timișoara, where they lived, surrounding the home where Pastor Laszlo lived. And they stayed. And the police, it was a standoff, they didn't know what to do. These people surrounded the house, standing together in unity. Night came, and a young man by the name of Daniel Gavra pulled out a bunch of candles that he had in his coat, and he lit one and handed the candles and the matches to a friend. And pretty soon, the candles were passed around until there were literally hundreds of candles that were alight, and the police are watching all of this, and the people stood there in unison, all lighting their candles, all with their lit candles. The standoff lasted for some time until a day or so later they finally broke through, arrested the pastor and took him away. But that wasn't the end of the story. These hundreds of people then went to the town square of Timișoara and they began to protest against the communist regime. And again, the darkness came and again they lit their candles. And they stood there in solidarity, defying this oppressive regime. The police became so concerned about what was happening, so terrified that they opened fire on the citizens, shooting them. Daniel Gavra, the young man who had started it all by lighting the first candle, was shot badly in the leg and lost his leg. The crowd was dispersed, and people thought that was the end of it. But that movement, that simple lighting of a candle, just a few nights before, sparked a movement across Romania. And within days of that so-called protest being put down in Timișoara, it spread throughout Romania until in just a few days the communist regime and Nicolae Ceaușescu were overthrown. And for the first time in 50 years, on that Christmas Eve, the churches were flooded with people and they were able to worship and celebrate the Saviour's coming into the world for the first time in 50 years in freedom. Lighting a candle in the darkness, pushing back the darkness. 2,000 years ago, God sent his Son and lit a candle in the darkness of our world. And our message to you this Christmas is we want you to understand that when Jesus, that baby in the manger, came to earth, he came and he brought the light of God to shine into our darkness. And we've heard all sorts of different references with just in the story, some of the miracles that are talked about and the darkness that people suffer. And we can relate to it because in some way or another, we experience our own darkness. But Jesus came into this world, God's light into the world, to shine into the darkness of our souls so that we might have life. And that's the message we simply want to share with you. And the good news is, the wonderful news is, the light shines in the darkness and the darkness has not overcome it. So whatever your darkness is, why don't you let Jesus shine his light into your life this Christmas? That's our invitation to you. We would love you to come and share with us at our Christmas services. We have a Christmas Eve service and we have a Christmas Day service. They're the times there. Christmas Eve is 4 p.m. or Christmas Day is 9 a.m. It's the same service, but you'll be very welcome at either of those services. We would love to share more with you about the wonderful message of Jesus, who is the light of the world, and he's brought God's light into our world. God bless you and have a wonderful Christmas, and we hope to see you Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Thank you for being with us tonight. Thank you.